Good morning, and we welcome back to the Daily Pod for his monthly visit, the superintendent of the South Ripley Community School Corporation, Mr. Rob Moorhead. Good morning to you, Rob.
Good morning, Tom. Thank you for having me on the Daily Pod this morning.
Well, it's always great to have you, Rob. And, of course, the reason why we have Rob on is because the South Ripley School Board met on Monday night. And first off, Rob had a trio of recognitions.
Indeed, and it's always fun to start our meetings with recognitions. And we had three students, all of them seniors at South Ripley High School, that we recognized. The first, Tom, is our DAR Good Citizen, Shawnee Goddard. And we were pleased to recognize Shawnee. We think that's a great award and really something to be celebrated as one of our students gets chosen annually as the school's DAR Good Citizen. And Shawnee and her parents were able to be there to participate in that recognition last night, and we are very proud of Shawnee. And then also we recognize that Eli Limey, and Tom, we've talked about Eli before, as he advanced to the semi-state in boys bowling for the third consecutive year. And so we recognize Eli and wish him well as he moves on to his future endeavors after high school. And I believe he is heading to Marion University on a bowling scholarship. So those bowling talents are paying off for him in a big way. And then, Tom, for each sport, the ORVC, our conference, recognizes a Mental Attitude Award winner in each sport throughout the year. And I think it's a really big deal when a South Ripley athlete is selected to win that. And Evan Eaglin was the Mental Attitude Award winner in swimming. And very proud of Evan. And that's something I like to highlight because we want all of our athletes to strive to show that outstanding sportsmanship. And when one of them is recognized the way Evan was, we want to take time to recognize that with our school board as well. So those were our three recognitions, Tom.
All right, very good. And, of course, moving down to action items, the board on Monday night had several personnel items to tackle.
As always, Tom, personnel shows up on every agenda that you and I speak about. And we filled a full-time special ed 1-to-1 aide position at the junior high school on Monday night, and Sarah Cabas will be joining South Ripley to fill that role. So we're excited to bring Sarah on board and welcome her to the South Ripley family. And then, Tom, one of our long-timers is going to call it quits, and that is Cindy Espelage from our high school junior high cafeteria. She's been our high school junior high cafeteria manager for a number of years, and actually, Tom, has worked at South Ripley for over 30 years. And Cindy's going to retire at the end of this school year, and she will be missed. She's done a fantastic job in the cafeteria. I know the students and staff are going to miss Cindy, and we wish her nothing but the best. And she's looking forward to getting to spend some more time on the campgrounds. She and her family enjoy camping, and we wish Cindy all the best and congratulate her on her retirement.
All right. So, again, congratulations to the coming and the going, as it were. And also, Rob, on Monday night, as we continue our chat with South Ripley School Superintendent Rob Moorhead, had some literacy achievement grant stipends that the board dealt with.
Tom, this is a new thing that came out of the legislature in the city of Indianapolis that applies statewide. So it's the state legislature, even though they meet in the city of Indianapolis. But Tom, they came up with some literacy achievement grant stipends this year. And what they're trying to do is reward teachers in kindergarten, first, second, and third grade. So basically our primary teachers who are primarily responsible for our literacy instruction. In fact, in the legislation, it says those eligible for the stipends are primarily responsible for the implementation and delivery of literacy instruction in the classroom. So as a result of that, and looking down our roster of teachers, there were 19 teachers that met the qualifications to receive these stipends. And then one of the stipulations in the legislation is that you had to have those stipends approved by the board. And so we did that at Monday night school board meeting. So it's done in a public meeting, and then we'll be processing those payments of stipends in early March. So we appreciate the DOE for passing along that stipend money, and we distribute it as we are required to according to the legislation. And that's what we took care of with that agenda item last night, on Monday night, I should say.
Also, Rob, another thing that seems to pop up on the agenda every month is field trips.
You know, our teachers do a really good job, Tom, providing experiences outside of the classroom for our students. And The trips that are required to be board approved are those that are either overnight or out of state. And down here in the southeast corner of Indiana, a lot of our trips end up crossing state lines. We have two to approve on Monday night, and that was the third grade field trip to Newport Aquarium in Newport, Kentucky. Always a great place to take students for a field trip. That'll be happening on May 15th. That was approved last night. And then the high school jazz band and music history students will be attending an out-of-state field trip in Florence, Kentucky. That'll be on Tuesday, February 27th. And, Tom, they're going to get to enjoy a performance by the Kentucky Symphony Orchestra. So that'll be a great opportunity for our high school band students to participate in that experience with the Kentucky Symphony Orchestra. So a couple of overnight field trips that were on the docket.
All right. And then with that, we're going to go ahead and take a quick timeout. And we'll continue our look back at Monday night South Ripley School Board meeting with Superintendent Rob Moorhead right after this.
Don't adjust your radio. The sound that you hear is your stomach. You're having trouble focusing. You can't recall your last meal. You're trapped in the hunger zone. The solution, Batesville To Go. Let To Go deliver a hot, fresh meal to your home or office whenever hunger strikes. To Go delivers the best food from local restaurants. Visit us online at togodelivers.com or call us at 812-727-8800. Batesville To Go. Big city convenience, small town taste.
And welcome back as we continue our chat with South Ripley School Superintendent Rob Moorhead as we review a Monday night school board meeting. And had three rather different items coming down. You had not only an equipment auction that you're looking into, a beverage contract, and then also something new for South Ripley, and that was the Athletic Hall of Fame.
Indeed, Tom. Let me start with that last one first. We are excited that the board approved last night the creation of the South Ripley Athletic Hall of Fame. This has been something we have been working on for quite some time, Tom. Actually, been kicking this idea around for several years, just trying to make sure we did it right and put a lot of thought into it to make sure we had everything set up the way we wanted to. But we are going to begin the process of inducting members into the South Ripley Athletic Hall of Fame. So what we have put together is a committee made up of former coaches, former teachers, former administrators, some community members. And this committee is going to help with the selection process. So we've been putting a lot of time into getting the bylaws put together, the guidelines, the criteria, the selection process. And so, Tom, basically some of the keys, anyone who's going to be considered must be nominated. Those nominations can come from anyone. It can come from a family member, come from a former coach. It can come from the person for themselves, for that matter. But anyone who was a graduate of South Ripley High School or was a coach at one of our sports here at South Ripley High School or as a special contributor could be considered for membership or induction into the Hall of Fame. And then what will happen, there's a form that'll be available on our school website. It'll also be available, a hard copy form, at all of our buildings. For those that would prefer not to use technology, they can fill the form out by hand. Like I said, we're also going to have it available in electronic format, so folks can fill it out online if they would choose. But we'll fill out, there'll be a nomination form to list the person they are nominating and all the various awards and achievements and accomplishments of that individual to try to make the case to the committee of why that person should be inducted into the South Ripley Athletic Hall of Fame. And there will be a secret ballot process on the committee throughout their discussion, and then there'll be a secret ballot process where they will vote for the members that they believe are deserving to be inducted into the first class. The plan is, Tom, to do a first induction in April of 2025. So we're going to be accepting nominations through November 1st. And those will be available and through the athletic department. So Jeff Gorrell would be the contact on that, our athletic director. And then looking to have an induction in April of 2025. And that first class, we think, it's going to be 8 members, so we're looking for 8 members in that Hall of Fame, but we'll take as many nominations as we can get, and we encourage people to take time to do that. So we're excited about that one. Then, Tom, the equipment auction you mentioned, that's in regard to our weight room. Through a very generous grant from the Rising Sun Regional Foundation, we received a $30,000 grant through which we are matching $30,000 out of our operations fund to get new equipment for our weight room. I want to give head basketball coach Sevy Beach a lot of credit for doing the legwork on this and kind of working with companies to get design and quotes and and information on the best weight equipment that we can get. But in order to make room for that new equipment, we've got to get rid of the old stuff. So we're going to be having a public auction on March the 7th of 2024 to liquidate the old weight room equipment and also, Tom, some old high jump mats that we are no longer going to need because we got new mats as well. So we're going to have a licensed auctioneer. It'll take place in the high school ag shop on the evening of March 7th. So look for some more advertising on that. And then finally, Tom, the beverage contract. We've been in a contract with Pepsi for the last 10 years, and we last at the board meeting approved a 10-year contract with Pepsi going forward for the next 10 years. And they put together a nice package that includes some incentives for the school and some financial give back to the school as well that we can use to do nice things for our students, our staff, whatever the case may be. So a nice contract put together by Pepsi. So we will be continuing to sell Pepsi products at our concession stands for the next 10 years.
All right. And then moving down some information items, in particular, Rob, the summer program info.
I want to touch on the summer program, Tom, because the summer program we're talking about here is driver education. And in the past, we offered driver education at South Ripley, as most schools did. But as time has gone along, Tom, it's few and far between to find schools that still offer driver education. And one of the biggest problems with that is finding qualified driver education instructors. There aren't a lot of those around anymore. And a lot of them that are around are now working for private businesses in our various communities. Last year, we did partner with Wilson Education Center and the Central Indiana Education Service Center to offer driver ed in the summer. But they had the same problem, Tom. They couldn't find the qualified instructors in our area. So we just wanted to let folks know that we will not be offering driver education starting with this summer. We encourage folks to look around in the community at the various providers that are out there. Also, a lot of it can be done online, especially the written portion. The classroom portion can be done online. But there are community driving schools that are out there that can help you get your driver education hours in. So wanted to make the public aware that we won't be having driver ed. And like I said, we were one of the few holdouts that continued that for as long as we did.
All right. So so that moving time marches on, as they say, with that. And also, one more thing, the IATCCC Coach of the Year nominee.
Indeed. That's the Indiana Association of Track and Cross Country Coaches, Tom. And again this year, our cross country and track coach, Jim Cole, was nominated as one of their Coach of the Year candidates in the small school division. And while Jim was not selected for the statewide award, we are proud of Jim and appreciate all he does. And just an honor for him to be nominated for that award representing South Ripley once again. So we want to congratulate Coach Cole and make the board aware last night that he was nominated again for that Coach of the Year award. And he's certainly our track and cross country coach of the year here, and we appreciate all he does for us.
Indeed. And so with that, we're going to go ahead and dismiss still next month. Rob Moorhead, superintendent of the South Ripley Community School Corporation. As always, we appreciate your time this morning. Stay well, and look forward to speaking with you again, if not next month, in the interim sometime, perhaps.
That sounds great, Tom. Always appreciate the opportunity, and thank you very much for having me as a guest on the Daily Pod right here on Country 103.9 WRBI.